Okay, Sean Mavracha, welcome back to our Shmir Salashan class learning. Let us begin with the Tvil al Hadibur. Ribona Sha'olam, Hiratsam of Fenecha, Racham, Mechanan, Shetisakeni, Haim, Machol Yam, Lishmar Piu, Ulishonim, Ulashan, Hara, Rechilis, Vazaram, the Dabber, Afilalish Yachi, the Koshkin, Akaisal, or Achelik Mahem, the Koshkin, Misraim, Amidos, or Shakosh Barhu, Vazaram, the Dabber, the Reshekar, Hanufa, Machokas, Kas, Gaivo, Nas, Tvaram, Habanis, Panam, the Sonus, the Chol Dibra, Usher, Vizakin, Shil, Dabber, Kim Dabber, Hatsarich, and Yanni Goofy, Vinafshi, Yukoma, Saiva, Dibu, I, the Shem Shemaim, Amen. Amen. We are learning, as always, the Zecher Nishmaso and the Yilui Nishmaso, Tzvi Gershon Ben Yoel Vechana Labasham. Nisham should continue to merit an Aliyah Latova and a Zechir Latova and a Zechus of the Divrei Torah that we will share. We are also learning as a Zechus Aliyah and Zechir Latova Nishama for Zev Wolf Ben Yeshaya Alav Hashem. The Nisham should also merit an Aliyah Latova and the merit of these Divrei Torah. And with your permission, as a Zechus for Rafu Shlema, for Bracha Vigar, Basracha Gita, Basoch Sha'ar, Cholei Yisrael, Ba'azor Hashem. So let us get into our learning. So, I've prepared a special shiur, and I'm going to screen share the handout that I made to learn with you. So let me just go to my screen share, please. Okay. You should be able to see. It says on Friday. Yes, you can. Okay, thank you so much. Let me just get my pointer. Okay, things got changed in Zoom. I was having trouble on last night's shiur also figuring out how to do this. Don't know what happened. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. I think we're good. I was having trouble last night also. Could you see that it says on Friday and you could see my pointer? Okay, very good. I'm just going to make a shahal call and then we're going to go. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shahal call. Nehi abed varo. All right, on Friday, not this Friday, this goes back a week and a half ago. On Friday, shortly before his unit was sent into the northern Gaza Strip, Sergeant Major Reserve Yossi Hershkovitz, Zichor Levrach Hashem Yinkom Damo, made a video for the students at the Ort Palach High School for Boys in Jerusalem, where he was principal. I'll just show you his picture. This is the picture of Yossi Hershkovitz, Hashem Yinkom Damo, one of our Kedoshim and Tehorim, who fell in battle in the Gaza Strip a week and a half ago. And I think it's when you see a picture, it means something more because you see who a person is, you see a face. It's not just a name, it's not just a number. Hayed, Agibra Chaya. On Friday, shortly before his unit was sent into the northern Gaza Strip, Sergeant Major Reservist Yossi Hershkovitz made a video for the students at the Ort Palach High School for Boys in Jerusalem, where he was the principal. He was a high school principal. He was 44 years old, and he felt he was a reservist. Today in Israel, there is no right wing, no left wing, no Haredim, just Jews, he said in the video, wearing his green army fatigues. He offered words from Torah. He quoted the late Chief Rabbi of the British Commonwealth, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, about holding on to one's faith during times of crisis and the Jewish people's power to bring light to the world. It's such a relevant message for Kislev. Doesn't feel to me personally very much like Kislev. I personally am having a hard time finding the simcha that usually comes along with Kislev, but today is Zayin Kislev, and we are just a little bit over 2 weeks away from the Yom Tov of Light, and Or is the 25th word in Torah, because without Or, we'll just find ourselves in a complete tohu vavohu, complete choshech al pnei tohom. And in this video, he spoke of the power of the Jewish people to bring light to the world. Yossi's approach to teaching was rooted in compassion and caring for each student as an individual, wrote Rabbi Benjamin Krauss. Apparently, Yossi and his wife Hadass were shluchim. They were in America from 2012 to 2016. Yossi taught at the Modern Orthodox Day School SAR Academy in the Bronx. So the principal of SAR, Rabbi Benjamin Krauss, wrote, Yossi's approach to teaching was rooted in compassion and caring for each student as an individual, wrote the principal of SAR Academy in the Bronx, the Modern Orthodox Day School, where Hershkovitz, Shem Yikom Damon, and his wife Hadass from 2012 to 2016. They were just here teaching Jewish children in America. He was a man of strong ideals and Torah principles, living out his beliefs both inside and outside the classroom. Hershkowitz, 44, was among five reservists killed in Gaza on Friday, November the 10th, by a blast from a booby-trapped tunnel shaft next to a mosque in the Beit Hanun area. Another fallen was Moshe Yedidia Leiter, a son of Yechiel Leiter, very well known in Israel for building up the communities of Yehudu Shamran and Aza. Moshe Yedidia Leiter was 39 years old. He left behind six children. Yossi Hershkowitz was 44 and left behind five children. The troops were outside the Hamas dug tunnel when the blast occurred. As an educator, Hershkowitz was beloved on three continents. America, at SAR, he taught Hebrew, Ivrit, and he led the school's annual Yom HaZikaron service for fallen Israeli soldiers. When he was at SAR, he led the service on Yom HaZikaron for the fallen soldiers. What does this have to do with Shmiras HaLashon? Stay tuned, you will see. He was also known, this is special prepare for this class, he was also known to pick up his violin and play at school events. His innovations at the school included Me'orav Yerushalmi. What is Me'orav? Like to mix. Me'orav, an interdisciplinary learning program blending religious and secular studies, now replicated in numerous schools. Okay, so at SAR he taught Ivrit. He led the Yom HaZikaron L'Chayalei Tzahal service. Sometimes he would pick up his violin and play at school events. And he innovated a learning program called Me'orav Yerushalmi, where it was an interdisciplinary learning program with religious and secular studies blended, and this is replicated in many schools. His sacrifice for his beloved Israel reflects the same dedication and commitment he showed to students every day, Rabbi Krauss, the principal, wrote in a note to parents, appealing to the school community for support for Hershkowitz's widow and five children. In the summers of 2014 and 2015, he worked as an educator and Rosh Tzofiyut, head of scouting at Camp Moshava, a modern Orthodox summer camp in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, I didn't know any of this, by the way, until I prepared this year. I didn't know that he had spent so much time here in America during these years in our community in New York. In Camp Moshava, educating Jewish children of Chutz La'aretz. Meanwhile, as a principal of Or Pelach in Jerusalem, he forged connections with Mount Scopus Memorial College in Melbourne, Australia. So he's beloved on three continents. Here in America, he had connections with schools in Melbourne, Australia, and of course, in his beloved Jerusalem. He also forged connections with Mount Scopus Memorial College in Melbourne, Australia, which sends students on a 9-week exchange program at Or Pelach each year. So there was an exchange program with his Or Pelach school in Jerusalem and the school in Melbourne, Australia. Yossi was a beloved administrator, a first-rate educator, a man of the people, full of loving and giving. He saw in front of him the path to do good and created a brighter and better world, the CEO of Art Network, Tzvika Pelach, told the Times of Israel. And here you see his picture. Hershkowitz lived in Gvaot, a community in the Etzion settlement block in Gush Etzion. He also worked for 3 years as a security guard in the Prime Minister's office. After his funeral on Monday, a motorcade brought his family to the Pelach School in Jerusalem's Katamon neighborhood, where colleagues, students, and their parents lined the road. It's not just information that we're reading. We're learning about a person's life. Quoted in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Aleph in the Mishnah there. Anyone who causes the loss of one life from Israel, it's as if he caused the loss of an entire world. I watched yesterday an hour, the final hour of the funeral of Binyamin Early. Binyamin Early was one of the soldiers who was killed over Shabbat. And his family made Aliyah actually from Cedarhurst in 2006. I do not know the family, but I have friends here who do know the family. And I watched the last hour of his Levaya yesterday. And it's very hard when we just read a name, see an age, read an article. I just caught, someone sent me the live stream. So I saw Mrs. Early's hesped, Kalmalei Rachamim, by a army personnel, a gun salute. And then the last 40 minutes of the Levaya, the family and the mourners were singing songs. Huyasa Shamalenu. Osa sham b'mamra v'yasa sham aleinu. They sang Nachmu Nachmu Ami. They sang Ani Mamin. They sang Achinu. They sang Hatikva. And during Ani Mamin, his mother, Mrs. Early, it was raining, and she was sitting at the front, at the head of the kever, sitting in the dirt at the head of the kever of her son. Well, Benjamin Early was 21 years old. So with so many fallen, we need to try and somehow internalize a little bit the magnitude of these losses, what has been lost to Klal Yisrael. So Yossi Hershkovitz was not only a Gibur Chayil and a soldier who fell defending the land, he was also a master educator who affected Jewish students on three continents. He was an educator in New York, both in the SAR school as well as in Camp Mosheva. He was a master educator in Jerusalem at the Art Palag School, where he was a principal. And he was also involved with bringing students from Australia to Jerusalem. Pasuk tells us in this coming week's Sedra, which is Parshas Vayetzi. Parshas Vayetzi begins in Peruchat Ches Pasuk Yod, which is what you see on the screen. Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Shava vayeli Charana. Yaakov departed from Be'er Shava and he went to Charan. Very next Pasuk tells us Vayivka b'makom vayalen sham kibah ha-shemesh vayikach me'avnei ha-makom vayasam rosh asav. He didn't sleep for 14 years in Shem Be'er, here he slept. The next pasuk of Ches Yud Alef is where the Gemara tells us in Brachos Chaf Av Amud Beis that Yaakov was Mesaken Tfilas Arvis. Right. So the second pasuk of the parasha tells us he was Mesaken Arvis. What does the first pasuk of the parasha teach us? Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelei Charana. Yaakov departed from Be'er Sheva and he went to Charan. So Rashi says that's the first pasuk of Vayetzi. Rashi says Lo hayat tzarich lichtov ela vayelech Yaakov Charana. It only needed to tell me that Yaakov went to Charan. He's going to ultimately to Lavan, where he's going to be for the next 20 years. Well, I mean, he's Kiryitziyaso. Remember, the Torah is so medactic not to waste any words. There's nothing extra. So it's not just extra speech that the Torah needs to fill a page. So it says, oh, Yaakov left Breshav and he went to Charan. It should just say, Vayelech Yaakov Charana. That's what it should say. Why does it say he left the place where he was and he went to a new place? Tell me, he went to Charan. That's why she's Kasha. Allah Magid, it comes to tell you, Sheyitzias Tzadik Minamakom Osei Roshem. Why does it say Yaakov left Be'er Shava and he's going to Charan? Just tell me, he went to Charan. Magid, it comes to teach you, Sheyitzias Tzadik Minamakom Osei Roshem. The departure of a righteous person from a place leaves an impression in that place. Shebizman shahat tzadik ba'ir, because as long as the righteous person is in the city, hu hoda, hu ziva, hu hadara. As long as the righteous person is in the city, he is the glory, he is the radiance, and he is the splendor of the city. Yatza misham, when the tzaddik leaves a place, panahoda, panaziva, panahadara, and he leaves a place, the radiance, the splendor, the radiance, and the glory leaves the place. Okay, and so too, like it says by Naomi Rus. So what is Rashi teaching you? That when a tzaddik is in a place, there is a certain glory, splendor, and radiance in a place. And that cannot be replicated. That is unique to the righteous person. And when the righteous person leaves the place, the splendor, the radiance, and the glory leaves the place. So it's not telling you physically that Yaakov departed from Be'er Sheva. It's not telling you his geographic, point of departure. It's Tali. We know that already. And all the Anit really knows that he's going to Charam. But it wants to tell you, Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, what left with Yaakov? Pana Holda, Pana Ziva, Pana Hadar. When a tzaddik leaves a place, the Roshem, there's an impression because the glory, the radiance, and the splendor leaves the place. When Yossi Hershkovitz, Hashem Yinkom Damo, left his place in this world, he didn't just leave behind the bereaved Almana and five Yisomim, Rachman Alatzal Hashem Yirachem Aleinu, and the hundreds or thousands of Talmidim, Kol Mishem Lambe Ben Chavir Torah Kilu Yaldo. He didn't just leave them. The glory, the radiance, and the splendor that such a neshama brings to our world also departed. Rashi says that's what it means. Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva. Yaakov left. He took away with him the radiance, the glory, and the splendor of the place when he left. Just like it says, Rashi says, by Naomi and Rus. That's what Rashi says, the Peruch of Chef, Pasuk Yud and Brisha. So what is it about Rus and Naomi? The Pasuk tells us in Megillas Rus, Peruch Al, Pasuk Zayin, and this is the Pasuk that Rashi references to Vayetzi. Vateitze min hamakom asher haisa shama. Ah, just like it says, by Yaakov, vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov departed the place. By Rus, it says, by Naomi, vateitze min hamakom. She departed the place, asher haisa shama, where she was. Ushte chalosa ima, atelachna baderech l'shuva l'aretz Yehuda. So similarly, why doesn't it just say that Naomi takes her daughters-in-law and they go to return to the land of Yehuda? Just like by Yaakov, it should only say, vayelech Yaakov charana. It should just say, we all know that she's in the fields of Moab. So it should just say at this point in the narrative that Naomi picks up and she takes her daughters-in-law and they're returning to Eretz Yehuda. Why does it say, Vateitze min hamakom? She departed the place. Zukt Rashi, Vateitze min hamakom. Lama Nemar. This is Rashi to Rus Perek Al Pasuk Zayin. Lama Nemar. Hare Kran Nemar, Vateishu Miste Moab. It already told you that she returns from the field of Moab. So why does it say, need to say, she departed the place? Vateitze min hamakom. It's redundant. Of course she's going back. What do you mean she returned? She can't return. She didn't depart from the place. It's implied that she departed from the place if she's returning from a place. Allah. Nagid sheyitzias sadik mina makom nekeres v'osa roshem, to tell you that the departure of a righteous person from a place leaves an impression. Pana ziva, pana hadara, pana shivcha shel ir. When a righteous person leaves a place, the radiance, the splendor, the praise of the city leaves. V'chein vayetzi Yaakov mibeer sheva. So Rashi references himself in both these places. In vayetzi by Yaakov Avinu, he tells us pana ziva, pana hadara, pana ziva, pana hoda. The glory, the radiance, the splendor of a place leaves a place. And that's what left when Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva. It's not just that he went to Haran. There is an impression, Oser Rosham. There is the jewel, the gem of a person leaves when a person leaves a place. And Rashi says, by Yaakov, so too by Naomi and Rus. And then we went to Megillas Rus. And we see, Vateitzi min hamakom, it's referring to Naomi. She leaves the place where she was. Her two daughters are now with her. So Rashi says, why does it tell me this? If it tells me she's returning to the fields of Moab, obviously she needs to leave from somewhere. So Rashi says similarly, Sheitzias sadek min hamakom nikeres v'osa roshem. When a righteous person leaves, everyone recognizes, it makes an impression because of the radiance, the splendor and the praise of the city that that person is leaves with that person. And Rashi and Rus references Yaakov Avinu's departure. Okay, so I once heard Rabbi Shai Shechter, going back a bunch of years ago, say, why do we need both Rashis? If Rashi teaches you this to Bereishis by Yaakov Avinu, then why does he need to teach you this by Megillas Rus in Ketuvim? Rashi's also not wasting ink on paper, especially in those days. They didn't throw things out like we do today. You ran out of pens, you go on Amazon, and the next day there's new pens in yours. Every word of ink, every drop of ink, every piece of parchment was precious. If Rashi tells you this lesson by Yaakov Avinu, why does Rashi need to tell me the same thing by Naomi when she's leaving the fields of Moab? You already told me. But at Tzaddik leaves a place, when Yossi Hershkovitz departed from this world, he didn't just leave a grieving Amana. He didn't just leave five Yisomim who say, Matai Abba Bo Habaita. When will Abba return home? Why don't we have an Abba in this house? To which there is no answer. Darche Hashem Kulam Tovim, said Rabbitson Kanievsky, Vilom Kulam Evunim. The ways of Hashem, Rabbitson Kanievsky, we used to say, are all good, but they are not understood. We just do not understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. But he also left hundreds, if not thousands, of students that he made a huge roshama in America, in Yerushalayim Mir Kodesh, in Australia. A teacher without borders, a Jew who is lasuk b'divei sora, who took upon himself to educate the children of Kal Yisrael. So yes, the Ziv, the Hod, the Hadar departs, but why do you need both Rashi? Said Rabbi Shai Shechter. It's telling you the same thing. I realize Rashi's Lashon is a little bit different, but okay, I remember his question. I don't exactly remember his answer. This could be what he answered. It could be also my own thoughts, but it's definitely his question. I think his answer was, and this is the answer I'm going to give. When Yaakov left, it's recognized Yaakov represents the Gedolei Hadar. And a person like Yaakov leaves a place when a renowned person leaves a place, when a famous person leaves a place, when a Gadol leaves a place, of course it makes a Rosham. Everybody keenly feels the departure of such a person of prominence from a place. When Naomi left the fields of Moab, in Rus Perek Al Pasuk Zayin. She was not a famous person. She was not known in Moab. In the field. She was a reject. She left her homeland. When she comes back, the neighbors shun her. Hazonami. Vatahom kol ha'irala. Everyone is astonished. No one wants to have anything to do with her. She is not anymore a person of prominence. She is not a famous person. She's not. She is a gadol, but she's not seen as a gadol. She's just an anonymous person. In the fields of Moab, she's a destitute person. She's a person who, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heimar Shakai V'Maod, Hashem has dealt bitterly with me. I think Rabbi Shai Shechter answered. If it's not exactly his answer, it's my answer. When a person leaves a place, whether they are famous or not, a gadol who's acknowledged as a gadol, or just a gadol before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his family, from the great ones amongst us to the Shifchal Hayom, the simple people. When a Jew leaves a place, it leaves a Rosham. It doesn't matter who he is. It doesn't matter how well he's known. A Jewish neshama leaves a place, there is an impression. The Hod, the Hador, the Ziv, the Shavach leaves a place. How many Kedoshim have left our place? How many Kedoshim have left the Mekom Moshel Olam? In Olam Haza. I'll read you something that was, yesterday there was a shuk, an Israeli shuk in Hafter. I don't know if anyone had the opportunity to go, Baruch Hashem, there were a lot of people there. There were vendors from Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and a small place about 20 minutes away, she told me, from Hashmonaim. They bring them here in unfortunately, times of crisis when tourist levels drop, plummet for Parnassa. There were a lot of people there, Baruch Hashem. So they had all different kinds of posters of the kibbutzim in the south that were attacked, the names of the kidnapped from the kibbutz, the names of the murdered from the kibbutz. So they had, I didn't put on my handout, a picture, you could see, those who are here, you could see, this is Shlomo Ron. Shlomo Ron, his last name, Reish Vavnan. He was 85 years old. In a moment of terrifying crisis, Shlomo made the ultimate paternal sacrifice. I'm reading from the poster that was there. It was like a huge poster march. With clarity and courage, he directed his wife, two daughters, and grandson to the secure sanctuary of the safe room. He then took his place on the living room couch, a solitary figure sitting in stillness, poised with the hope that the intruders would believe he was alone. Thus, he would keep his beloved family hidden and unharmed. When the terrorists entered, they encountered only Shlomo, who faced them with the quiet resolve of a man determined to protect his family at all costs. He was 85. In that critical moment, they took his life and departed, leaving the house without searching further, believing he was the only one present, without discovering the precious lives concealed just a wall away. Through his selfless bravery, Shlomo became a shield for his family, ensuring their safety but paying the most grievous price. His family, alive under his love and quick thinking, will forever remember his heroism. A loving tribute to life given in the name of family and protection. Shlomo Ron, he hid his family. He sat on the couch. I didn't put on the handout, but here you could see. 85, he sat on the couch alone. The terrorist, Yimach Shema V'Zichron, believed he was the only one in the home. He took his life and departed, and he saved his family's life. Sometimes a person is very well known, like Yaakov Avinu, and he leaves a place. And of course everybody recognizes when a tzaddik leaves a place, Oser Rosha. Of course he is the whole Ziv and Hodar of the place. However, sometimes it's a quiet person living their life as an Eved Hashem, like Naomi. Just living her own life. She was not famous in the fields of Moab. She was rejected in Beis Lachem Yehuda at this point. She doesn't have redemption until the end of the Gilas Ras. Any person who leaves a place, any Jew who leaves a place, leaves a Rosham. From the well-known, famous, big names from the Gedolim, like Yaakov Avinu, of course when a Gadol leaves a place, no one wants a Gadol to leave a place. But when Naomi left the place, along with Rus, two unknown women, in the fields of Moab, this also leaves a Rosham. Because every year comes with a specific tafkid that only he can fulfill. And when he leaves the place, it leaves an impression. Because the glory, the splendor, the radiance, and the praise of the place leaves the place. Why did I prepare this year specifically for this class? Because if you remember, we started off, this article pointed out that before he fell, shortly before he fell, Yossi Hirschkowitz made a video. He recorded a 2-minute video, maybe it was longer than 2 minutes. The clip that I saw was 2 minutes. I thank my brother on November 12th. He sent it to one of our family chats. And I sent myself a note saying for Shmir Salash on next class. It was in Ivrit, but it was a lot of wind noise. I sent the video on, Motzei Shabbat, yesterday morning, to a very close family friend in Israel, and I thank Rabbi Dov Kidron very much. I said, I know it's a big ask, it's a 2-minute video, my husband and I were not able to understand it all, there's wind noise, it's hard. He's a native Yerushalmi, Rabbi Dov Kidron, and I said, if you are able to do me a tova, could you please transcribe this for me? So he transcribed it for me. And Rabbi Yossi Hirschkowitz is really his last lesson to his Talmidim, to his family, to the world, and to us. This is a transcript of his video. Ani rotza levakesh bakasha. I'm happy to forward the video if anyone wants to see it. A few days before he fell. He's so alive, he's so bright, he's so passionate. He's asking Kal Yisrael, for what? This is what a Jewish soldier is. An educator, a father, a husband, a hard worker, committed to the ideals of Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Am Yisrael. Mazal to Shmir Salashim. What was Yossi Hirschkowitz's last request? He's going to battle in the Gaza Strip. He's going to face Yamach Shman V'Zichram, the most satanic, demonic enemy that we could even imagine. They're not human beings. They're terrorists to demons who are cloaked in the garb of a human being. He's going into Gehenim. What's his last request? Ani rotza levakesh bakasha. Zet kufa lo kala. I have a request. We are not in an easy time period. Va'ani mevakesh bevakasha mikol achad po. And I please ask from every one of you here. Davar rishon v'achi chashuv li lo lahagid lashon hara al Yisrael. I bolded it. I underlined it. My thanks to Rabbi Dov Kidron for taking the time to listen, transcribe it, and send it back to me. This is his spiritual tzava. He spent his life educating Talmidim on three continents, raising a family. He lived in Gush Etzion, resettling biblical Israel. And what is his last will and testament? Ani rotza levakesh bakasha. Zet kufa lo kala. Lanim levakesh bebakasha mikol achad po. I have a request. We are in a very difficult time period. I'm asking this request from every one of you here today. Song of the selfie. Davar rishon v'achi chashuv li. The first thing, and it's the most important to me. Lo lahagid lashon hara al Yisrael. Don't talk lashon hara about your fellow Jew. Shum davar. Don't say any word of lashon hara. Al tagidu mila ra'ah. Why should you speak a bad word about Klal Yisrael? Don't speak one bad word about your fellow Jew. Lo lachzor amasha hayu lefanai klum. We cannot go back to the dissent, the disunity that was before this war. We can't go back to that at all. Ein smolani, ein yimini, ein charedi, ein klum. We think there are leftists, there are rightists, there are charedim, there's chilonim, there's nothing, he says. Yesh yehudim. Why should we talk bad about each other? Why should we speak lashon hara? His last will, his last testament, his last bakasha from all of us. We need achdus. Don't talk lashon hara about Israel. Shum davar al tagidu mila ra'ah. Don't say one negative word about another yid. Lo lachazor al mashal yah lefanai klum. We can't go back to how it was when yesh machlokas b'ininu. Ein smolani, ein yimini, ein charedi. Did the terrorists say when they came into the south, excuse me, are you right wing, left wing, charedi, chiloni, yeshivas, chasidus? Ein klum. Yesh Yehudim. Why do we see division? Why are we speaking negatively? We don't have anything. We just have Am Yisrael. We are Jews. HaChamasnikim HaNazim Lo Hifridu. Hamas doesn't make any divisions. The Nazis don't make any divisions. Lo in Yanenotam Tam B'ma Bacharta. They're not interested in what path in life you chose. U'ma Atachoshev. They're not interested in your philosophical thinking or what you think. Land for peace, no land for peace. Yes, judicial reforms, no judicial reforms. The Hamasnikim, Hanatsim, lo hifridu. They do not divide, they do not distinguish between different kinds of Jews. Why do we use our Lashon Hara, he says, to distinguish between different kinds of Jews? Lo inyanenotam b'ma bacharta u'ma atachoshev. They're not interested, the enemy, the Hamasnikim, Yimachshman Vizichram, the Nazim, Yimachshman Vizichram. They don't care what your religious, social, religious platform is. Zechosh Bonan Nefesh, a cause man tzarich l'sim lanu b'rosh. We must all take an accounting to our soul. We must always be remembering this in our minds. Lo lahagid lashon hara. That you can watch the video. You can see him saying this. This isn't an article that went around 20 times and that has been edited 50 times. You can watch the video. Lo lahagid lashon hara. Stop speaking evil about your fellow Jew. Lashon hara. Evil speech, evil tongue. B'tkufat achav yishon li'tzchu b'zchut shalarmu lashon hara achad al hashini. It's famous. I've seen it brought down in a couple of other places. I tried to look it up when I was preparing the shiur. I couldn't find the exact details, but we know that in a time period of David HaMelech, his army was not successful. But in a time period of Achav, who was a Rasha, they were successful because why? They did not speak Lashon Hara. Lihit gaber baza. We must all strengthen ourselves in this area. That's what he says. This is the spiritual tzavah to all of us. A few days before he died, before he was killed, before he fell. Okay, I don't know what the next words mean. I'm telling you that. I obviously thanked Rabbi Kidron very much. I replied back, I don't know what these words mean, but he didn't reply back yet. I understand he has other things to do, very important things to do besides for transcribing videos for Michal Horowitz. But we could still, I don't know. I'm going to read it, but I don't know what the next sentence means. Pe kishamishu afilu meitzit ezu shehisicha b'inyan lo natnim lo. Kulam mashtikim oto. Anachnu lo medabrim alei. He's talking about something that when everybody silences someone, when nobody speaks about this, I don't know what that sentence means. One sentence I don't know what it means. Kama anachnu tovim. How good we are, he says. Look at Amisho, we're so good. Anachnu bacharnu batov. We choose good. Tirbu batov. We must increase good. Titnenu tzedaka. Titpalalu. We have to give charity. We have to daven. We must believe that our prayers will not be returned back to the earth. Meaning, when we daven, they're going to stay in the highest heights of Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yeshivo tamrika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not turn our prayers away empty-handed. Lo hein misvasfot lema'ayanot hademaot shakol hanashim hamiskinim shenertzachu. All of our prayers will join along with the wellsprings of tears of all the unfortunates who were murdered. He's referring to the October 7th massacre. Little did he know that just a few days later, he would join those holy souls who were murdered. Yesh kol kach harbe zichuyot achshav b'am Yisrael. There are so many merits right now in Am Yisrael. There are so many courageous warriors who have fallen as they were moser nefesh for Kaizo and Amisha. Tiyu chazakim, we must be strong. Ubezrat Hashem anachnu nitra'e b'karov. And soon, Bezrat Hashem, we will see very soon. Achareini tichon ma'od ma'od gadol v'yeshua ma'od ma'od gadola. We must be very strong. Bezrat Hashem, we will see very soon. After the victory, a great, great Yeshua. Great, great, very much. Ohev ma'orat kulam. I love you all. Et kulcham. I love all of you. Mitgahaga, I miss you. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Sheyitzias tzadik min amalkam osei rosham. When a tzadik departs, makes an impression. I just thought of something, actually. A little bit of a chiddush into this Rashi. I just thought of something. I chiddush into this Rashi. Maybe Rashi's not only telling you that when a tzaddik leaves a place, it makes an impression. Because when the tzaddik is in the city, he is the glory, he is the radiance, and he is the splendor. And when he leaves the place, the glory, the radiance, and the splendor of this place, maybe Rashi's telling you something else. Alamagid. So you'd see a tzaddik min amakam oser roshem. Allow the departure of the righteous person to make an impression on you personally. It's not just that the place now realizes the God of Hodor has left this place. Oser Roshem, ask yourself, is there any impression made on me? Will I change my life? Will I learn the lessons of this tzaddik? You'd see a tzaddik menemekam Oser Roshem. Rashi's giving you a charge. He's giving you a responsibility. He's giving you an achrayas. Did this person fall in vain? Did the tzaddik leaving the place and no one notices? You notice for 5 seconds, you go back to being what you were. Oser Rosham, ask yourself, what is the impression that I will take from it? How will I change my life to take some of that hod, ziv and hodor from the tzaddik's life and implement it into my life? It's not just telling you that the place has a diminishment in status because the tzaddik leaves. It's asking all of us, what roshem has this yitzia made on you personally? Do you allow yourself to be changed? Now I'm going to read Yossi Hirschkowitz's transcript without interrupting now that I translated it. And he wrote, Sel v'kesh bakasha, zet kufa lo kala. Ani mevakesh v'vakasha mikol achad po, davar rishon, v'hachi chashuv li. Lo lahagid lashon hara al Yisrael. Shum davar, al tagidu mila ra'ah. No da chazara, ma shaya lefenai klum. Ein smolani, ein yamini, ein charedi, ein klum, yeshudim. Hachamasnikim, hanatsim lo hifridu. Lo inyano tam ma bacharta, uma ata choshev. Ze chashpon nefesh, kozma tzarich lasum lana barash. Lasim lana barash. Lo lahagid lashon hara, betkuvat achav Yisrael nitzchu bezchut shalo armu lashon hara achal hashini. Litkaber baza. I'm skipping the sentence that I don't know what it means. Kama anachnu tovim. Anachnu bacharnu batov. Tirbu batov. Titnu tzedaka. Titpalulu. Isn't it interesting that the Pasuk, Vayitzi Yaakov mibe'er shava vayelech harana, 28:10, the very next Pasuk, 28:11, vayifka b'makom vayalan sham, zuch hazal, Yaakov tikein tfilas arvis. After we're told, when a tzaddik leaves a place, Rashi's not saying, Stama makes a Roshem on the place. Rashi's saying, what's the Roshem you allow it to have on you? Are you going to learn from the life of Yossi Hirschkowitz? Are you going to learn from his ideals? Are you going to take his last will and testament and say, how can I implement this into my life? Are we crazy? Right, left, Haredi, Chiloni, Yeshivish, Hasidish? Do they differentiate between us? Why are we speaking Lashon Hara? He said, this is my last will. This is my last request. And then Titpalalu. Take the Roshem, Rashi to 28:10, and then 28:11, he established Arvis. Davin. Hitfilot shalanu lo hochot velo chazrot arts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yeshivot amrikam. Hein mit vasfot, to add, like Yosef. L'ma'ayonar tademaot shal kol anashim ha-miskinim shenertzachu. Ish kol kach habi zchuyot achshav b'am Yisrael. Tiu chazakim, Bezrat Hashem, anachnu nitra'a b'karav achareini tzichon me'od me'od gadol, v'yishua me'od me'od gadola. Ohev me'od et kulam, et kulchem, mitgal gal. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Will you allow the leaving of a tzaddik from a place to make a roshem on you? It's not just that the place now has a diminishment in status or stature. You know, it's very chashuv to say a tzaddik lives in my city. It's gevaldik. People say, wow, you come from Radin? Is that where the Chofetz Chaim lives? The Chofetz Chaim loves Radin. Radin has a Yerida. When Avram bought them a Rad HaMachpelah, Peruch of Gimel, it says that Vayokom Hasada Vamara. And Rashi says, Tkuma Haisalo. There was an aliyah to the place of Hebron. There was an aliyah to the field of the Mara because Aaron bought the place. When a tzaddik has holdings in a place, there's an aliyah. There's a tkuma to that place. When the tzaddik leaves, it has a yurida. But Rashi's not just saying when a tzaddik leaves a place, it makes a yurida. Oser roshem. What is the roshem it makes on you? We have to remember what Yossi Hirschkowitz asked us all, begged us all, before he fell in Mechamas Mitzvah. Hachamas nikim, hanatsim, lohi fridu. Davar rishon v'achi chashuv. Lo l'daber lashon hara. On Shabbat, where soldiers fell. This is a picture of Sergeant Binyamin Meir Early. He was 21 years old. I mentioned that I watched the last hour of the Levaya yesterday on live stream. There are truly no words. Like, actually no words to describe the pain and the heartbreak and the ko'ev. I can't describe, there's nothing to say. Yeshrak demot. Why did I choose to showcase also Sergeant Binyamin Meir Early? You will see. Sergeant Binyamin Meir Early, 21-year-old soldier from Beit Shemesh who served in the 101st Battalion, the Paratroopers Brigade, was laid to rest Sunday, yesterday afternoon, into the evening, after he fell in battle against Hamas on the northern Gazan Strip. Benjamin's father, Robert, eulogized him. Benjamin personified modesty. He would not have liked all this attention. He didn't want his name mentioned. He was loved and respected by everyone who met him. A leader. His smile shines up the room. He hated smartphones. I thought this was really unbelievable. He gave it up for a Nokia. It must be some sort of old-fashioned flip phone. Because sometimes if we're not careful enough, a smartphone can become, I have one. I'm not really railing against them. I'm not getting rid of mine anytime soon that I know of, at least. If we're not careful, it can become a platform and a vehicle for Lashon Hara. His father said in his hesped, he was loved and respected by everyone who met him. He was a leader. A smile shines, his father spoke in the present tense, his smile shines up the room. Bizman shot sadik be'ir hu hadara hu ziva. He hated smartphones. He gave it up for a Nokia. He came for Shabbat from the army. He preferred to spend time on the farm, eat, sleep, and back to the farm. He was a gibor. He was 21 years old. He always wanted to be on the front. He wouldn't have it any other way. On Sukkot, he would not use spray mosquito repellent because he said he had to get used to bites. He might not always have repellent, so he had to acclimate himself to it. He was a gibor in other ways as well. He was one who overcame his evil inclination. Ezu gibor kovish sietro. He never spoke Lashon Hara. What is the roshem that the departure of these tzaddikim will make on us? Are we just going to go back to being the same person we were before? The Rebbe Shalom is screaming, he's calling, he's begging us. He was a gibor in many ways, said his father. He never spoke Lashon Hara. His father continued, he had amazing kibbutz of aim. He hated taking money from us. We had to force him to take money. He hated gashmius. He was a boy who loved Eretz Yisrael. He was a leader in the army and amongst his friends. All his cousins loved being with him. When he started a new school, my friend said he was an amazing kid, even if I didn't see it. He's now in an amazing place. He was looking down on us and he's happy. He's learning with Hashem. For us, it's a calamity. He is happy. I ask everyone, said the bereaved father, to take on a chesed or a mitzvah in his chut, in his merit, not just for him, but for all of Klal Yisrael. He fulfilled his tafkid in this world, and it is our job to continue his tafkid. He was a humble boy. He would not have liked all this attention. He excelled in kibbutz Horem. He had tremendous avat Eretz Yisrael. He was a leader. He was a gibor. He never spoke Lashon Hara. His father added, take on a mitzvah, a chesed in his chot. Not just for him, but for all of Klal Yisrael. We must continue his job. Osar Rosham, what is the impression that the Yitzias Tzadik will make on you? Your life's going to be the exact same as it was before? When we left the house, said his father, hundreds of people were waving flags on the way to the Levaya. As an Englishman, I hated hugs until yesterday. But I'm getting hugs from so many people. And it feels great. The change is happening. In our family, we never said a bad word about Klal Yisrael or about different types of Jews. That is clearly where Benjamin Early learned from. The Gemara says right at the end of Maseches Sukkah that the way a child speaks in the shuk is the way he hears his parents speak in the home. Benjamin Early said his father never spoke a word of Lashon Hara. In our house, said his father, we never say a bad word about Klal Yisrael or about different types of Jews. And we hope after this war we can carry on the tradition in Klal Yisrael that is only Achdut. This is the only way we can bring Mashiach and defeat our enemies. I have the most amazing wife, resilient and strong. We will become stronger as a family following in the footsteps of Benjamin. Thank God, said his father, I belong to a country and a community of people who brought morality into the world, science and education. And I'm glad if Benjamin had to go, he went in service of this amazing nation. The kid was unbelievable. Every home should have a Binyamin. And if you don't have one, speak to my wife how to make a Binyamin. It's all up to her. Binyamin's sister said, what an honor to be your sister, but you're always stronger. His uncle said, Binyamin wasn't part of this world. He was on a different level. Of all the days he had to die, Shabbat. His mother stated, I'm going to miss your Hema when you walk in the door. You would be mortified. Both his father and mother spoke about his anivah. You would be mortified to see how many people are here today. The one thing I'm looking forward to in the Shiva is hearing Binyamin's stories, the ones I never heard. He was the greatest gem there is. Ziva, hold hadara. Oser roshem. We're just going to keep living our lives. Achechem yavon l'mechama v'atem teishvu po. He was passionate about kibush ha'aretz and kedusha ha'aretz. I imagine you getting married during Animam, and she was sitting on the dirt, in the dirt, at the head of her son's fresh grave, in the dirt. And all the mourners were singing Animami Bemrushim Bavriat HaMashiach. And she was sitting on the dirt in the rain by her son's keiver. He was passionate about Kibush HaAretz, Kedush HaAretz. I imagined you getting married, living on a farm, eating vegetables, and raising over 10 children who wouldn't know a word of English. We were very close, said his mother. He told me most things I probably didn't even want to know. This is Binyamin Early. And this is Yossi Hirschkowitz. And they both exemplified the midah of Miha Isha Chafetz Chayim Ohev Yamim Leroz Tov. Nitzor HaShon Chameirus V'sechem Medaber Mirma. And when you do that, Sur Meirav Asay Tov Bakeshon V'Ofehu. I mean, Yossi Hirschkowitz had a chance to say whatever he wanted to the world before he went into Gaza. And he said, Davar Rishon Hachi Chashuv. Davar Rishon Hachi Chashuv Li. Ein Smolani, Ein Yemini, Ein Charedi, Ein Klum, Yesh Yehudim. Lo ledaber mila ra'a, lo ledaber lashon hara. Oseh Roshem, do we allow the departure of these tzaddikim to make an impression on us? Or we're just the same person we were before? Binyamin Early was humble. He brought light. He exemplified and excelled in Kibbutz Horim. He hated smartphones, and he never spoke a bad word. In this home, said his father, we don't speak badly about fellow Jews. He loved Eretz Yisrael. He was passionate about Kedushat Eretz and Kibush Eretz. The last thing you see under the picture of Sergeant Binyamin Meir Early, Hashem Yikom Damo, is a text of the Vehisha Amda. Vehisha Amda la v'senu v'lanu shalo echad bilvad amar aleinu l'chalasenu. It is this that has stood for our forefathers and us. Not one alone stands against us to destroy us, but in each and every generation they arise to destroy us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from their hands. The Eim HaBanim Smecha, the famous magnum opus of HaRav. Wait, why didn't I write HaRav? That's a mistake. HaRav, Yisachar, Shlomo, Taichal, Hashem Yikom Damo, who was murdered by the accursed Nazis and their Hungarian not allies, I forget the exact word I'm looking for. He hid in a roof where he composed the Eim HaBanim Smecha, and in January of 1945 he was murdered. In his Sefer he offers a very unique pshat. V'yisha amda l'avoseinu v'lanu shalo echad. And we are not one united people. Belvad, that alone, Amar Aleinu L'Chalaseinu. Says the Eim HaBanim Smecha, you want to know what the greatest enemy, the greatest threat, the greatest danger to Kal Yisrael is? Shalo Echad, when we are not united, Belvad, that alone, Amar Aleinu L'Chalaseinu, stands against us to destroy us. Without unity, we cannot overcome. In this house, said his father, we never said a bad word about Klal Yisrael. We don't talk about different types of Jews. And we pray and hope that after this war, we can carry on the tradition in Klal Yisrael that is only Achdut. Said Robert Early, this is the only way we can bring Mashiach. Shalom Achad. Belvar. Amar Aleinu L'Chalaseinu, it's the only way we can defeat our enemies. My son, said Mr. Early, was a gibor who overcomes his inclination, who never spoke Lashon Hara. Ani ratza v'kesh bakasha zet kva lo kala. Ani mevakesh bakasha mikol echad po. Devar rishon v'achi chashuv li, lo lagid Lashon Hara l'Yisrael. Shum devar, al tegidu mila ra, lo lechzor amasha yelufanim klum. Ein smol, ani, ein imini, ein charidi, ein klum, eish yudim. Hamasnik, Hamasnikim, Hanatsim, Lohi Fridu. לא עניינו במה בחרת, מה אתה חושב, לא להגיד לשון הרע. בתקופת אחיו, ישראל ניצחו בזכות שלא אמרו לשון הרע אחד על שני. וואי זה צבע יצא יעקב, וואי זה צבע תצא, מן המקום הבאו נעמי. לא ניצא say where they were going. Says Rashi, מגיע שיציא הסדק מן המקום עושה רושם. What does it mean that the departure of a tzaddik makes an impression? Rashi's not just saying that the place has an aliyah to kuma when the tzaddik is there and a yerida when it's not there. What's the roshim it will make on you? When a tzaddik leaves a place when so many gibore chayos, so many kedoshim, shemasim, nefshama, kiddush Hashem. Shlomo Ron, 85 years old, Hashem yikomdamo, hit his family and sat on the couch. So the wicked terrorist should believe he was the only one in the home. They killed him and left his family. They didn't know was there. What's the roshem? What's the change? What's the impression that you will make in your life when a tzaddik leaves a place? Something we all have to ask ourselves. Something the Ribbono Shel Olam will ask us in the Olam HaEmes. What change did we make? As we learn the lessons, we've just showcased really three Yibarai Chayel today. Yossi Yerushkovitz, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Shlomo Aran, Hashem Yinkom Damo, and Binyamin Early. We should be Zaucha that when we are Echad, Bilvad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilinu Miyad, and Besuros Tovos V'Yeshuos, Lanu V'Lechol Yisrael, Kol Tov, and thank you.